I'm going to ask you a question, but I want you to answer it truthfully and it with all honesty. To yourself. Don't say it out loud. Just to you. But again, I want you to just the first response that comes to your mind. Don't think about it. This is the whole point of this. Don't think critically. As soon as you hear the question, give the answer right away. Okay? Deal? Good. You ready? Okay. The question is, who are you? Just answer it to yourself. Who am I? Who are you? Perhaps some of you said, I am a man, I am a woman, I am a husband, a wife, a spouse, I am a Christian, a Catholic. Perhaps some of you said, well, I haven't had any food yet, so I am hungry. In today's gospel, we hear these beautiful words from the Heavenly Father. You are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased. Whatever definition you gave, that's not it. Unless you said, perhaps some of you said, I am a child of God, but did you say beloved? So there's something missing. But if you said, I am a beloved son of God, then you got it 100% right. This is what we celebrate today, the baptism of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He did not need to be baptized because he is sinless. He is pure. But in all humility, he allowed himself to be baptized by John the Baptist to show us the way to salvation, the way to humility, the way to purification, to be cleansed, to be washed away, cleaned. But the same words that the Heavenly Father uses in addressing our Lord, you are my beloved son, the same words he's using to you and to me. He is saying, you are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter. I think all of us were baptized, most everyone, when we were infants, when we were babies. But our parents and godparents were there. We were called by name. And at that moment, that's when the Heavenly Father said, you are my beloved daughter. You are my beloved son. In you, I am well pleased. And we might ask, well, Father, the bar has kind of been set pretty high because it's kind of difficult to please God. It should be difficult. Let us just see Christ on the cross. I don't think it was easy for him. But he did it to show us that with God, all things are possible. So in order to please God, it's got to hurt. There's got to be pain. It has to be sacrificial. How do I please God? There are various ways in which I can do that. First, by showing mercy, by forgiving. It has been a very difficult year, 2 years, maybe this is going into our third year with this pandemic. It might never come to an end. But it's okay, because we have Christ who's among us, who's with us to show us the way. What you and I have to do is just to trust and to surrender and to allow ourselves to constantly be cleaned and transformed. Today, at the beginning of this holy sacrifice, I sprinkle you with holy water to renew our baptismal promises. At baptism, there are three negations and three affirmations. And today, we renew these promises in Christ. The three Negations are, do you reject Satan? And we all say, I do. If we were baptized as infants, our parents and godparents will say that. They will profess our faith on our behalf, and then as when we grow older, we will do it on our own. Do you reject Satan? I do. And all his empty promises? Yes, I do. And all his empty works? I do. And then we affirm our faith, or our faith is affirmed by our parents and godparents. Do you believe in God the Father? I do. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? I do. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, who is the resurrection and the life? I do. We believe in the church, who gives us the sacraments to continue this journey on earth. The sacrament of reconciliation as we are being cleansed from our sins. Today we renew these baptismal promises. How can I please God? That is the mission that he has given to all of us as baptized as his beloved sons and daughters. We come here today because we want to renew these promises in Christ Jesus. It is easy to please God here in this holy and sacred place because we know what to do, when to stand up, when to sit down, what to do. But really the challenge, the pleasing, the real pleasing begins out there. When we share the many graces and gifts that we have received here and now. When we go out there and share with those who are in most need. When we go out there and tell people about our faith, about our Christ, what it means to be baptized, what it means to be cleansed. In baptism, we also, one thing that we receive is that we become beloved adopted sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father. Secondly, washed away from original sin, all sins. And thirdly, we become co-heirs of the kingdom of heaven. We inherit the kingdom. Why settle for less? Why should I settle for less if the kingdom of God has been given to me? Because I am his child. Therefore, when I go there, I should not take anything else other than God. I should not settle for less. Why should I take any other truths if I have the truths of the gospel? And Holy Mother Church, to guide me to make a conscientious decision to do what is good, holy, and pleasing to God. How can I please God? Let us begin by just giving thanks to him. Giving thanks to Almighty God because he is our loving Father. It has been a difficult year, 2 years, 3 years, who knows. But we give thanks to God because we are here. We are here celebrating this blessed sacrament. Let us please God by giving thanks to him for the Holy Spirit who is here to strengthen us, to guide us. Let us give thanks to Almighty God and please him as we give him thanks for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ who is among us to lead us the way we should go. And also let us not forget our Blessed Mother who's always there to help us so that we may do whatever Christ is asking us to do. As we approach this holy banquet, let us ask for the graces to renew our baptismal promises so that we may remain faithful and that we may strive to do whatever it takes to please God. Please stand. I believe in one God,